Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's marking up for Dire Straits bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Brian Matamor, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of the Matamor Group. He's the author of Idea Stormers, 21 Days to a Big Idea, and 99% Inspiration. That's three different books, at least three that I know of. He's one of the leading experts on creativity and on helping people get more out of their people, button their heads together and getting as much as you can out of them. You hire them for their smarts, folks. Use them. And there are techniques on how to do that, aren't there, Brian?
Yeah, there are. And so, as I said before, we've been asked to run these ideation sessions, all these, techniques you use to do that. All those are in my books. But the other thing, too, that I think I should mention is that the smarter companies we're working with, not only they're doing innovative ways to attract talent, but they're spending a lot more time and a lot more resources on retaining talent.
Boy, that's essential these days, because corporate America is poaching key people like crazy, or any of your bigger competitors, or maybe not even bigger ones. If you're not, Brian, I've been telling people for a long time now, if you've got a key person that you almost pass out thinking, if somebody said that person is not working for you anymore, it always almost makes you pass out. If you got somebody like that, then you got to say to yourself, what would I do to keep that person if they came to me and said they were leaving? And whatever that is, you need to do that today before they come to you and say they're leaving.
Absolutely. And, these are some of the larger clients we work with. But it's applicable for smaller business as well. These clients are building very detailed and important learning plans for the folks. Mm-hmm. We did some work the end of last year for a very large company, and they brought in they call them high potentials, or early in careers as they call them, those. And we spent a week with them teaching them all these different techniques and new ways to think, because the company.
Are their employers? Are you getting across to them that this is an investment the company is making in them? That's really important, isn't it?
It is absolutely an investment. I'm glad you said that. And, in this case, the chairman of the company, this is the one program he supports through the entire company in terms of the learning and development, is working with these early in careers. And, by the way, they work with them. Not only we teach them the ideation stuff, but they work on real-world challenges. So these are ways to both learn new thinking styles, but also to advance the company to come up with ideas on how they can grow their business.
Right.
So it's about meaning, it's about growth, and frankly, it's about self-actualization. All of those, growth for the organization, but also self-actualization for the individual.
And this promotes the kind of conversation and the kind of relationships that avoids somebody leaving you and in the exit meeting saying the reason they're leaving is because their manager doesn't appreciate them, which is the number one reason why people leave. Not money, not anything else. The number one reason is I didn't feel appreciated, or my manager didn't treat me right. And these kinds of things you're talking about gives them those things so they don't leave because of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, this gets back to the sort of mission, vision, values of the company. We do this week, the last 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, we are working with a company on how they activate their values. How we did it with 75 different employees on how they can the employees can activate these values in their daily jobs. So that's a corporate perspective and a corporate objective. But frankly, what we found is that people felt more fulfilled and excited and happy to be part of that organization because they recognize it's a purpose-driven organization and values are important.
Do you think that there are companies out there who are not hitting on all cylinders, who actually have good values, but because they're not illuminated, because they're not really developed, that people are missing that. You think there's potential there? Do you think we just assume that values bloom on their own without any kind of support?
Well, yeah, I think it's two things. One, all companies have values, but they may not, smaller companies in particular, may not have spent the time to be explicit and identify those values. So that's the first thing.
And that's important. That is one thing that's very important to the young people.
Absolutely. So that's number one. And then number two, you got to say, well, how do these values affect your daily job in your negotiation, everything you do? And that's the sessions we did this past week was how do we activate those values in on a frontline, day-to-day, everyday basis? And
I think baby boomers tend to take those things for granted and not talk about them much. And I think that even though they have high values and they demonstrate that, but I think the younger people, they need to be out front where it's in front of them and people are talking about it. Last thoughts.
Yeah, you've got to be explicit about those, and it's not just a plaque on the wall. It's how do we activate those in our jobs, and people appreciate that. You wouldn't believe the feelings we had in the last 2 days with the people.
Can people contact you from your website and if they want to have you come and help them out?
Yeah, so they growth-engine is our website, and they can
growth-engine.com. The books are there. Hey, Brian, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Brian joins us. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.